Kaufman.
And I'm Lisa Damaris.
And this is Appraiser Talk, the show where I ask Lisa, the Vice President of Appraisal Issues at the Appraisal Foundation, your appraisal questions.
We answer questions from every corner of the appraisal profession, from consumers to appraisers and real estate to business valuation.
Welcome to today's episode. This week, we have a very special episode that we're so excited to share with you.
Yes, as many of you know, last week, the Board of Trustees voted to name Kelly Davids as the new president of the Appraisal Foundation.
And we are so pleased that Kelly is here with us today to share more with our Appraiser Talk listeners about who she is and her vision for the Appraisal Foundation and the appraisal profession. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the show and congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. I'm so delighted to spend time with your listeners.
So this will be a slightly different format from our usual Appraiser Talk episodes, and certainly will be a bit longer than our listeners are used to. But that's because we just have so many questions to ask Kelly.
Let's dive right in. Lisa, do you want to ask the first question?
Sure. Kelly, to get us started, can you give our listeners some background on who you are and what led you to the appraisal profession and the foundation?
Oh, sure, Lisa. You know, my professional journey has been extraordinary, far beyond what I envisioned growing up in rural Ohio, where I was told my options were to be a secretary, a nurse, or a teacher. I did start out as a secretary, but through hard work, determination, and the loving support of my husband and daughter, I became a lifelong learner, obtaining my bachelor's and master's degrees 20 and 35 years out of high school, held elected offices at the local level, and served the state in appointed positions under two governors of different parties. I love getting along with both sides of the aisle. My appointment as superintendent for the Ohio Division of Real Estate and Professional Licensing opened my eyes to the wonderful world of valuation. I quickly became hooked on the profession as I found that appraisers are intellectually curious, impartial truth seekers who power the world's economic engine. Since that time, I've been an unabashed champion of the appraisal profession and the appraiser regulatory system, a system that by design promotes collaboration, cooperation, and an understanding of different perspectives. It was right up my alley. As I look at my career and 20 plus years in executive leadership roles, the common thread throughout is my unwavering commitment to public service and the cultivation of trust. I consistently prioritize building strong relationships, operating transparently, and leading with a transformational and team-oriented style. These principles form the bedrock of my professional identity, and they instill in me the confidence to steer the foundation now through a strong and stable future.
And what are the projects that you've led or been a part of throughout your time at the foundation?
Oh, Amy, where do I begin? I've had so many amazing opportunities over the last decade. Appraisal Revolution was fun. In 2015, as software developers envisioned incorporating USPAP into the help desk functions of their appraisal software. That's a vision that hasn't happened yet, but it might still, my fingers are crossed. There was my work with state regulators started in 2016 to create corrective education courses. Those are 4-hour deep dive courses and topics they couldn't find in the marketplace to help their appraisers get back on track. I was so pleased in 2020 to lead efforts with the Appraisal Institute and our sponsoring organization, the American Society of Appraisers, the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers, the Massachusetts Board of Real Estate Appraisers, as well as the National Society of Real Estate Appraisers, to develop and put on the very first national symposium on appraisal bias. Despite being in the throes of COVID, we brought academic researchers, appraisal leaders, and organizations making a difference together for a 2-day virtual conference. Oh, and there was envisioning and bringing to life the foundation's Pathway to Success initiative in 2021. That one's especially meaningful to me as we were able to provide a grant to help get a Perea program to market, opening up a new experience pathway for aspiring appraisers. The second phase of Pathway to Success is a scholarship program that we hope to roll out this year. And it was absolutely awe-inspiring to be able to lead the foundation's efforts on Vision 2030, bringing all different stakeholders and perspectives together for a year-long project that resulted in a clear path to the future.
And Kelly, can you tell us, what is the very first thing you plan to tackle as the foundation president?
Well, my very first order of business as president, Lisa, is to focus on listening by meeting individually with as many stakeholders as possible. I'm looking forward to sitting down with board and council members, with federal and state regulators, including each appraisal subcommittee member, with those who are currently outside our networks, but whose voices are vital to our success, like the fair housing and consumer advocates who have not yet joined CARE. I want to meet with users of appraisal services, from lenders to consumers, with professional appraisers who work hard each day to provide independent, impartial, unbiased, and fair appraisals, and with aspiring appraisers who are in the beginning stages of their professional journey. Each perspective is vital to shaping this next chapter in the foundation's storied history. And through these conversations and follow-up activities together, we will create a robust and diverse appraisal ecosystem that routinely collaborates for the common good.
And can you walk us through your vision for the foundation as it looks to the future?
Certainly. My vision for the future aligns with our long-term strategic plan, Vision 2030, and it centers on a future of unity and growth. The foundation in this vision harnesses the brilliance of partners, affiliates, and all those with an interest in valuation to be innovative, forward-looking, and united for our common purpose of public trust and valuation. Needless divisiveness is over, as all within the appraisal ecosystem work together to solve pressing issues. There's peace, stability, and trust in the appraisal profession. Collaboration is the norm, and a positive pressure exists to support innovation, not chaos. The foundation and the profession, including all the disciplines that are part of it, real property, personal property, business valuation, and mass appraisal, are known for being inclusive. And the data backs up that statement. Together, we've worked diligently to not just profess that the doors are unlocked for all, but we have opened the doors and welcomed in everyone who wants to join, helping them find their why in this great profession. And collaborating with federal and state regulators, we have helped to build the tools they need to enforce the uniform standards and qualification criteria, and better yet, to work hand in hand with our partners to educate appraiser professionals to meet these highly ethical standards.
And to wrap it up, can you share with our listeners where you see the appraisal profession going and what you're most excited about looking forward?
Well, the appraisal profession is, like many professions, at an inflection point, finding its way as new technology brings opportunities and risks, as users of appraisal services request different types of products, as we find new ways for folks to enter the profession, and as our heightened understanding makes us all dig deep in reflection, analysis, and positive response. What makes me most excited and most confident is that the appraisal profession has proven time and time again that it can rise to any challenge. By setting aside differences, coming together in an open, transparent, and analytical way, and by being inclusive and collaborative, these intellectually curious problem solvers will develop the path forward. Together, we will blaze an innovative and stable future in the appraisal ecosystem. I'm excited, really excited, and thankful and humbled to be in a position to bring all stakeholders together for these lofty pursuits. And with this amazing team of foundation staff who I have the absolute joy of working beside every day, facilitate such future forward and collaborative opportunities. It really is a bright future.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you so much to our listeners for joining us today. We hope you'll tune in each week to Appraiser Talk. You can send in your questions to me at amy@appraisalfoundation.org, and you might just hear us answer it in a future episode.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Appraiser Talk is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.